理课堂听 class.com。
试卷十八，口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once.Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I am very pleased to welcome you all this morning to take part in this forum co-organized by the city and the United Nations Department for Economic and Social Affairs. I am honored to speak as the host of an event that will help us map out a sustainable future for our cities.The issues that delegates will present and debate over these 2 days are ones that concern all of us here, as we seek to ensure that economic growth can develop hand in hand with social progress and protection of our national environment. It is always a challenge to try to pinpoint what we mean by sustainable development, given the wide spectrum of subjects it may involve. The 2002 World Summit in Johannesburg used the theme of,People, planet, prosperity to convey the key elements of sustainability. This is a simple and straightforward formula that helps to express in more accessible terms the noble concept of sustainable development, i.e., our future depends on finding a proper balance between the creation of wealth, equal opportunities for our citizens, and a respect for our natural and cultural heritage.Passage 2. We all know that energy is fundamental to us, to the stability and growth of our economies, the cohesion of our societies, and the very quality of our daily lives. Yet, for too long here in the UK and across the developed world, we have taken access to energy resources for granted. It's so easy for us to turn on the lights and heating that we give barely a thought to it.And yet, we are far too dependent on existing energy resources, which are neither finite nor secure. Demand for energy is outstripping supply capacity. Science teaches us more than ever of the damage we are causing to the globe by unchecked consumption of high-carbon products. So, too, the developing world faces its own energy problems.Here, too, dependency on unsecured energy imports and an imbalance between supply and demand impose often devastating economic pressures. The absence of a sustained energy supply in many parts of Africa, Latin America, and Asia imposes constraints on economic growth and development, creating a self-perpetuating cycle of poverty and underdevelopment.